For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. Well, hello, everybody. I hope you had a good weekend. I'm Dennis Prager. In order to have good weekends at this time in the history of the world and of America, you have to sort of lead a compartmentalized life. Not sort of. You have to. I talked about compartmentalization in the Happiness Hour many times. Well, I don't know about many times, but a number of times. So that you don't have what happened to the Titanic, where the compartments were theoretically sealed off one from another, but in fact leaked, and the water came into all the compartments and sank the ship. Your ship can sink if you don't have watertight compartments. That doesn't mean ignoring the evils of the world. That's a sin. But it does mean, something I have said on a number of occasions, that you cannot despair. Then you will sink. But the products of our universities, and now high schools and elementary schools, the brainwashed, frightening young people who are living out what Isaiah the prophet warned about 2,500 years ago. Woe unto those who call good evil and evil good. They are living it out. For those of you who think this is just an Israel problem, or the Jews' problem, God, you are a living example of a person who has not learned from history. Here, example, University of Chicago protesters demand defunding of police, reparations, and emissions reductions. Yes. The people who are protesting Israel's self-defense against today's Nazis, Hamas, the Iranian regime, Hezbollah, they are today's Nazis. I never used the term to describe a group before this in my 40 years of broadcasting. But if you cannot see that, woe unto you. Well, woe unto the society that has you. So, of course, it's all intersectionality, right? Protesters at the University of Chicago, ostensibly protesting from American greatness, the ongoing war in Israel, have announced a list of demands from the university that have nothing to do with the current conflict in the Middle East. The encampment, which has informally named itself the U Chicago Popular University for Gaza. Had you read that? The U Chicago Popular University for Gaza. Well, is it accredited? Not the issue that they always raise with PragerU. I wonder if it's accredited. Began on Monday and released its list of demands on Tuesday. This is a week ago. One of the lead protesters listed the demands at a rally, starting off by saying that the U Chicago Popular University for Gaza demands that the U Chicago divest from the Gaza genocide. I just want to repeat something that I should repeat every day. The charge against Israel of genocide is a libel like the charge against the Jews in the Middle Ages of killing Christian children to use their blood to bake matzah. That's how true the genocide charge is. However, it is repeated constantly. That and apartheid, which is another libel. Against Israel. 2 million Arabs in Israel live lives of equality and indeed of freedom unknown to most other Arabs. For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.